Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a great call planned for you. Today's call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And a great place to be out on the internet during the call is out on Facebook, and you can join us out in our Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program call. Go out there right now and join me. You can click on the link in the email that I sent out. You can also just type in Sales Technology Training Program into Facebook to find the group. And if for whatever reason you can't get into the group, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com, and I can follow up with more details to help you. You can also access the recordings of the calls out on our membership page. Again, the link is in the email message that I send out each week, so you can find it there. Click on that, go out there, and you can listen to the recordings of these calls if you want to go back and catch up on past calls. Once we go through the 12 modules of content, in fact, let me just back up for a second. So the Sales Technology Training Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. And there are 12 modules of content. Each week we cover one of the modules. And so when we get done with the 12 modules, you can come back and join me again. And so I encourage them to make a commitment to join me each week for these calls, because we cover a lot of information which helps you to get into action to leverage technology to increase sales. I use technology in my business every single day. Some of the tools that I use are social media, email marketing. I use a contact management system or CRM to track information related to customers. I use videos. I create videos and post them online on YouTube. There's all sorts of different technology tools that are out there. Today, we're going to be talking about sales technology integration. Sales technology integration. Before we dive into that topic, I just wanted to let you know about a free webinar that I'm doing this week, and you may be interested in attending. And that is on how to grow your business online. How to grow your business online. And let me share. I'll share a link out in the Facebook group, and I'll also just give you the website address where you can go out. But first of all, while we're on the call today, I do encourage you to join me out on Facebook in the group. And let's set a comment goal for today's call of 30 comments. We'll start there, see how we do. And just look for the pinned post at the top of the page and post directly on the pinned post. You'll see a big red image there that says Sales Technology Training Program Call. And so let me say, let me add in here free webinar on Friday. And that is on how to grow your business online. How to grow your business online. And I'm going to share the link in there. And so let me give you the link directly to the page. It is socialmediaoutcomes.com/online-revenue. socialmediaoutcomes.com/online-revenue. Go there and register for the call and for the webinar, and I encourage you to join me live on Friday. That's going to be at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right, let's go ahead and jump into our content for today. Today we're talking about sales technology integration. Now, my mentor Eric Laufholm said that sales has not changed in the last 5 years. But what has changed is the integration of technology into the sales process. And so, you know, what is a sales process? What's a step-by-step process that you use to generate sales? And so if you are a client of Eric Laufholm, then you probably have heard of the sales mountain, and you've heard about that process of persuasion and influence. And if you're not familiar with that, I encourage you to learn more about Eric. You can go out to his website at saleschampion.com and get connected to his message. And technology is changing the way that we do business. And technology is getting integrated in all aspects of the sales process. Like one of the starting points for the sales mountain is lead generation. And so lead generation is a perfect example of where you can leverage technology. In fact, one of my favorite strategies for lead generation is lead capture page. That's a web page where you can send people to where they can opt into your email list. See, there's a value of being able to email people over time. There's a value to be able to communicate with them. So email marketing is one of the technology strategies I use. I send out email messages every day. I send out messages to my list, not always to my whole list, but to a portion of my list. And so I'm always communicating information. I'm always adding value. And so you need to look for ways that you can leverage technology. And, you know, you don't have to implement every strategy all at once. Sometimes you just need to get into action and pick one strategy to work with. Sometimes you need to master that strategy. Maybe take a month or 2 months to go in and learn how to use that technology tool. And we're going to get into a lot of different technology tools on the call today. But first of all, I want to talk about the three key systems that Eric Laufholm teaches clients, because it's relevant to what I'm teaching in the Sales Technology Training Program. And in fact, it's a foundational element of how I structured the content or the curriculum for this program. The three key systems that Eric teaches are lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. Let me repeat that so you can jot them down in your notes. Three key systems: lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. And if you think about it, I mean, that ties directly into how you get sales. You need to generate leads. If you don't have leads or prospects, you have nobody to sell to. The process of sales is influencing people. That means you need people to influence. And so lead generation is all about finding people. Appointment setting. Well, it's going to be difficult to influence people if you are sitting in your house or in your office and just shouting and nobody's there. So you've got to get in front of people. You need to find ways that you can reach people with your message. It could be something as simple as picking up a phone and calling people. And so when you set an appointment, you create the opportunity where you can deliver your sales presentation. And you can sell to people one-on-one, but you can also sell to people one-to-many. And so even a presentation where you're meeting with a group of people, that's still an appointment. And then finally is lead conversion. Lead conversion is moving somebody from being a prospect to a buyer, from a prospect to a buyer. And so until someone purchases, they're still just a prospect. And then once they purchase, then they're now a customer or a client. And so you need a process for lead conversion. And, you know, that process could involve multiple steps. It can include multiple touch points over time. You know, people don't often just buy without any prior connection. Sometimes they do. It is possible that they do. But in most cases, they're probably having multiple points of contact with you, multiple conversations, emails, phone calls, maybe watch a video online, connect through social media. Because part of the process of influence is building trust and rapport, and that's part of the sales mountain too. And so you need to have ways that you can develop trust and rapport with people. And if you're not developing trust and rapport, it's going to be very difficult to lead people to a next step and working with you. So what is sales technology integration? Well, let me just give you an example. And there's all sorts of different examples I could give you, but one simple one is a technology called TimeTrade. In fact, I was talking to one of my clients earlier, Angie Nurberg, who I believe is on the webinar today. On the call today. Let's do a quick check. Yep, she's here. Welcome to the call, Angie. And Angie is a sales trainer and sales coach for Eric Laufholm. And Angie's one of my clients. I built a website for Angie. And you can find Angie's website by going to salessuccesssystems.com. In fact, Angie, if you want to share your website out in the Facebook group, feel free to do that. And so Angie, one of the ways that she talks to potential clients is that she offers a free 30-minute coaching session. And so if you go out to her website, then she has a button on there where it says schedule a free coaching session. And so you could go out to her website now. You could go click on the button for free coaching session, scroll down, click on the button, and that gives you a place where you can go and schedule an appointment with her. Now, so let me talk about the integration piece. If you have TimeTrade, then you can integrate that into your sales effort. So where do you think that fits in the three key systems? Is that related to lead generation, appointment setting, or lead conversion? Well, you know what? Technically, it could be part of all three, because somebody could go out to your website, they could fill out the form, and they could schedule an appointment with you, and you have no prior knowledge of them. They could find your website, fill out the form, and so that is lead generation. But in addition to that, it's also appointment setting, because when they schedule that appointment with you, that's an appointment. That's a, you know, coaching session is an appointment. And so it's leveraging technology to schedule the appointment. And then obviously, it's creating the opportunity for lead conversion. Now, in that case, you would probably actually be having, obviously a phone call with them. You would talk to them, and then you would need to lead them to a separate step. So technically, lead conversion isn't part of that technology, but it creates the opportunity for lead conversion. Now, I'm just checking out on the Facebook page right now. We are at, looks like seven comments. Our goal today on the call, actually, no, we bumped up. We're up to 12 now. And looks like Roy shared the link out to Angie's website. Great. Thanks for sharing that. Roy said, TimeTrade is an example of appointment booking technology tool. And Angie said, Trust and Rapport helps to lead people to the next step. Absolutely. Okay, good. Keep the comments coming. Share your takeaways. Our goal is 30. We'll probably bump up the goal as we get a little bit further along in the call today. So TimeTrade is an example of a technology tool, a technology that could be integrated into the sales process. There are many different tools that you can integrate into the sales process. And as I mentioned earlier, don't feel the need to have to create everything at once or implement everything at once. Sometimes I myself get a little bit overwhelmed with all the things that are on my plate, all the things that I have to do. And I want to install this, and I want to, use this new technology tool and do that. And sometimes I just have to stop. I have to take a deep breath and then just say, okay, let me get focused here. What's the most important thing that I can be working on? What's the most important technology tool that I could implement? What technology tool do I already have that I'm not maximizing the opportunity for? Do I have any problems with the technology tools that I have? Do I need to fix something? Do I need to go in and edit something? If you have a website, there's usually always something that needs to be edited. Make sure that you're making a task list of things that you need to do, that you need to go in and edit on your website, improvements that you need to make. If you have somebody that helps support you with your website, then you can delegate tasks to them. You can hire them to help you to get things done so you don't have to do all the work yourself. So you can create leverage. Technology itself allows you to create leverage. Jim Padilla, who's also a sales trainer and coach for Eric Lofholm, he utilizes TimeTrade as a way to book more appointments. And he said it's one of the best tools that he implemented in 2013. So in 2013, he was booking appointments primarily by picking up the phone and reaching out and calling prospective clients. And that's time consuming. It's a great strategy, but it is time consuming to have to pick up the phone and call people to book appointments. And so he realized that he could leverage technology to be able to book appointments, and so he started using TimeTrade. And he was able to start sending out email messages to people that he came into contact with and encourage people to book an appointment. And as a result of that, people started booking appointments. And so that saved him a lot of time, energy, and effort, so he could drive that time into the appointments, spending more time with people on the phone. Arthur C. Clarke said, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. I just got done teaching a WordPress class earlier today. Had about 24 people, and for some of them, they felt a little bit overwhelmed. WordPress is a complex technology tool. It's not something that you're going to master in a short period of time. Any technology tool, it's probably going to take some time and effort to learn. It may require you to read articles or blog posts. It may require you to watch videos. And it's probably going to require you to do just a lot of experimentation. Try things out. Try different experiments. Learn how to do it. Some people are fearful of technology. When they're using technology, they're afraid to implement specific strategies. And that's not a good place to be in. You can't move forward if you're afraid of experimenting and trying out things. So you have to be willing to try things. Sometimes those things blow up. Sometimes things backfire on you, and that's just the nature of the way it is. There are obviously things that you can do to try to minimize that, and until you really kind of master it, you should kind of experiment and play and do it on a smaller scale before you unleash something on the public. So the more you get to learn how to use it, the better off you'll be. All right. Let me take a moment for an exercise here real quick, and then we'll continue on with our content. Let's say, so it's September 9th today. We've got a couple weeks left in the month. What is one technology tool that you would like to master this month? What is one technology tool that you would like to master this month in the month of September? Pick one and then think about what you could do to learn more about that specific technology tool. And I want you to go out to the Facebook group and post there and let me know what is that technology tool. So, you know, maybe you have a specific email marketing system that you use. So you might put something like Infusionsoft or One Shopping Cart or MailChimp. Maybe it's an appointment setting tool. Maybe it's TimeTrade. Maybe it's Appointment Quest or something else. Maybe it's working on your website. Maybe you have a WordPress website and you want to learn how to use that more effectively. So go out and post. And if you don't know the specific technology tool, maybe you're wanting to learn, maybe wanting to find something. And so maybe you have the category, you know what it is, but you don't know what the specific tool is that you want to install and use. All right. Let me continue on here and share a few more ideas. Let me talk about some tips to use a CRM to develop relationships. What is a CRM? A CRM is a customer relationship management system. So it's a tool that creates the opportunity for you to be able to communicate with people. And it's really kind of gather all your information about customers and prospects together, because here's the thing. In the process of following up with people, making contact with people, you're going to gather a lot of information. You know, one of the things I do when I'm talking to people is I take notes on pads. I have pads of paper. I use spiral-bound notebooks, and I capture notes there. But, you know, I have a ton of those. In fact, the current one I'm on, actually, I don't think I've numbered it yet, but let me check the prior one here. The prior one I have is number.
Hang on.
Here it is. All right. That was log number 91. Log number 91. So this one that I'm working on right now, which I'm already about 20 pages into, this is log number 2. Or excuse me, log number 92. And I usually put the month on, so this would be September 2014. So I'm just going to drop a quick note on this so I know which one I'm dealing with. And so with 92 books, as you can imagine, it's kind of difficult to find information when you need it, because just even finding 92 different books is a bit of a challenge, and knowing which one has the proper notes or information. So that's some type of an online system where you can store information becomes very helpful. So if you are dealing with pen and paper, maybe it's time to move into the electronic age and use some type of tool to gather information. And so a CRM allows you to gather notes and information. It allows you to log calls. And a CRM may also have other functions. Some functions that CRMs also have are email marketing and then also e-commerce. E-commerce would be something like a shopping cart where people can purchase products online. So if you don't have a CRM, or if you have a CRM and it's not the right one for you and you want to look for something else, then that might be a matter of doing some research and looking at what tools are available that are out there. So now, since we touched a little bit on email marketing there, let me talk about that a little bit more. So one of the core strategies that you can implement online is to build an email list. And here's the reason. When you have people going out and searching online and coming out to your website, there's a good chance that they might surf around, click on a few web pages, and then disappear and never come back. And so you have a limited time opportunity when someone comes out to your website to have them opt in to your email list. And that's a way of getting their contact information, and it also provides a way for you to be able to follow up over time. So you've got to think about how you can leverage email marketing in your business. And, you know, there's still some people that feel like they don't need email marketing, and that could be new people, but also could be existing businesses as well. And I can just tell you, there's nothing like having an email list where you can send out an email message to multiple people and where you can share a message, or you can provide, share an offer and provide some type of a call to action. And you might have an email marketing system, and maybe you're not sending out any emails. That's a problem I see all the time. People have an email marketing system, but they aren't actually mailing out. And so you need a plan, you need a strategy, and you need to implement that consistently over time. And as soon as you get your email marketing system set up, you need to work on building your email list. You need to get contacts in there. And so you need to have a strategy to build your email list over time. And there also may be techniques that you need in order to integrate email marketing into other technology tools. And this is another aspect of sales technology integration, is that sometimes you have one system that integrates in with another. So an example of that would be a lead capture page. So let me give you a web page where you can go to, and I'll explain the strategy here so you get a sense of this. One of the web pages that I use for lead generation is where I offer a free report. And that free report is on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. You might have heard of this one before. It's a great report. So let me give you the website address so you can go out and see this. It's at socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. That is an example of a lead capture page. The purpose of the page is to encourage people to opt in to my email list. And if you don't have a lead capture page, you definitely want to create one. So I just shared the link out in the the Facebook page, the Facebook group for that report. You can go out and check it out. And so you need a web page like that where people can go fill out the form. Now here's the thing. So this is where the technology integration piece comes in. That web page is a web page on my WordPress site. So WordPress is one technology tool. The web form, the little opt-in form on that page where you put your first and last name, your email address, and your phone, that is a web form that comes from my email marketing system. The email marketing system that I use is One Shopping Cart. So I go into One Shopping Cart and I create the web form. And then I copy the HTML code and I paste it onto the web page. And then it creates that form on the page that people can fill out. And then when people fill out the form on that web page, the information is automatically transferred over into my email marketing system. Remember the quote I shared earlier from Arthur C. Clarke saying that advanced technologies are often indistinguishable from magic. This is one of those, sometimes people call it auto magic. It's like people fill out the form and the information is magically transferred through the internet. I don't know how it works, but it works. And when it doesn't work, when it breaks, then you got to go troubleshoot it and figure out what happened and go fix it. And that happens sometimes. But when you get a system like that set up, now you have a system in place that can generate leads. That is what we call a lead generation system. So the webpage I shared with you out there in the Facebook group, socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email, that's an example of a lead generation system. The components of the system are a free report. You've got to give people a reason to opt in. People aren't just going to fill out a form if you don't have a reason for them to opt in. So the way that I'm motivating people to provide their contact information is by providing a high-value report, which will provide them with 33 strategies to build their email list. That motivates them. They want to get that information. They want to fill out the form. It includes the web form that comes from my email marketing system. It includes the web page on my WordPress page. All three of those elements together form the lead generation system. Once you have one lead generation system set up, then you can create a second and a third lead generation system. In fact, you should have a strategy to implement lead generation systems all the time. In fact, I think a good goal for most business owners is to implement one new online lead generation system every quarter, one per quarter. You may not always be able to do that, but that's a goal. That's something to strive for. Now, let's talk about I've already talked about techniques to book appointments online, so I'm going to skip over that one. Henry David Thoreau said, men have become the tools of their tools. I'll repeat that. Men have become the tools of their tools. You know what? I think that's the case a lot of times. Unfortunately, what happens is that sometimes we get stuck in technology hell. And, you know, we're trying to implement all these things and we're getting bogged down, trying to get things done. Sometimes we miss the forest for the trees. And so as much as I want to encourage you to leverage technology in your business, I also want you to be able to take a step back and say, what are the most important things I need to be working on? And so sometimes what I find is some people who have an affinity for technology, they have a preference for it. Instead of picking up the phone and making calls, they will go work on something on the internet. And I've done that before myself. In fact, one of my coaches once described me as a mad scientist. He said, Rick, you're a mad scientist. You go out and create all these information products, but you're not spending enough time talking to people over the phone. You're not spending enough time doing presentations. And so I took that feedback and I said, that's good feedback. I need to spend a little bit of less time creating content and information and a little more time delivering value and leading people to a next step and working with me. And so I've adjusted my strategies over time to focus on that. And so sales and marketing are one of the most important activities that I work on in my business because it helps to drive sales, brings the money in the door, helps keep the doors open. Now, another great technique, and in a few minutes we'll open up for questions. So if you have any questions now, it'll be a great time to post it. Go out to the Facebook group. Let me just do a quick check to see who's on with us here. Let's see, Roy Rasmussen is here, Judy Flannery, Angie Nurberg is here, Brian Hearn is here. Hey, thanks for joining in, Brian. And so if you haven't had a chance to pop out in the Facebook group, do that now. Go ahead and share any questions you have. I'll come back out there and read some comments here in a couple minutes. And we're up to about 29. Good. So we're about to break the threshold. So I'm going to change the comment goal since we've got about half an hour to go. Our new comment goal is 50. New comment goal is 50. Okay. Now, social media. Social media is a great technique that you can use that will help you to be able to attract potential customers online and communicate with them and develop relationships. You can use Facebook. You can use Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and many other sites. These are all examples of sites where you can share information. You can add value. You can add friends and followers. You can get likes on a Facebook page. You can increase your influence. You can reach more people. You can lead people to a next step in working with you. You can prospect people directly. So social media is a communication platform. Social media is like contacting people through email. It's like picking up the phone and calling people. And so you want to have multiple ways that you're contacting people over time. Jason Garut said 90% of your opportunities come from 10% of the names on your house list. So don't waste time with prospects who aren't a good fit. Let me repeat that. 90% of your opportunities come from 10% of the names on your house list. So the term he's using there, house list, that refers to the people on your email list, the people who you've added over time or the people who have opted in to your list over time. And so this is one of those 80-20 kind of things. So he's saying 90-10 here. You could probably easily say 80-20 also, but 20% or 80% of your opportunities come from 20% of the names on your list. So the question then is how to filter and sort your list to find that 10% or that 20% of prospects so you can follow up with them and make contact with them. Now, let me share some tips to be able to implement new technology tools in your business. As I mentioned before, I don't recommend that you try to implement more than one technology tool at once. You know, there might be times in your business where you have to implement more than one technology tool. As I mentioned, sometimes just, you know, sales technology integration requires that you have multiple systems. And so as you're starting off, you're having to prioritize and say, okay, what system do I need to get next? I need this. I need that. And so there's a period of time where you might have pressure to get a number of different systems in place. And, you know, sometimes you make the right decision, sometimes you make the wrong decision, sometimes you have to change it later. In most cases, you can change a system and it shouldn't result in a major problem. One of those where it's more challenging is with an email marketing system. That's one of the most difficult ones where you can change. Same thing with a CRM. So let me give you a list of different technology tools here. Let me just run through these. CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management System. Email marketing system. Autoresponders, that refers to autoresponder email systems. And most email marketing systems have autoresponders built in automatically. You shouldn't need anything separate from that. Online videos, including sites like Vimeo and YouTube, where you can post videos out online. Online scheduling systems, such as TimeTrade and Appointment Quest and other tools. Social media sites. A website and a blog are technology tools that you can implement. I do recommend WordPress. And I also build WordPress sites for clients. If you need any help with a WordPress site, if you need a WordPress site installed, or if you need help with an existing WordPress site, contact me. You can either email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com or call me at 916-248-5440. Another technology tool is an article directory. An article directory, that's a website where you can post articles. Articles are content-rich information. You can add value, you can position yourself as an expert, and you can include a link back to your site. And so it's not enough just to build a website and put it out there. You also have to drive traffic to it. You have to get people, you have to share information all over the internet and then link back to your site. You have to drive traffic back to your site. Another technique is social bookmarking. Sites like Delicious and Dig.com. Even Tumblr acts as a social bookmarking site. Even Twitter. Twitter has a place where you can add favorites. That's like a bookmark. Social bookmarking is where other people can see your bookmarks. Desktop and laptop computers. That's a pretty basic technology tool you need. There was a period of time in my business where I didn't have a laptop computer, and I was traveling a lot. And so whenever I traveled, I didn't have access to a computer. That was inconvenient. The day that I got a laptop computer, my productivity increased substantially. So you may have an old computer. You may have a non-functioning computer. Maybe it's time to upgrade. Recently, I upgraded my desktop computer. Actually, I only had my laptop, and so I upgraded and got a desktop computer. So now I have two computers, and the desktop computer I got is significantly faster. And it's amazing to me how much faster suddenly the internet and my computer got just by getting a newer computer and a newer computer with a lot of memory. So sometimes you're probably struggling when you don't need to be struggling. It may just be time to upgrade. Another technology tool is a smartphone. Early this year, I upgraded and got a smartphone that runs the Google operating system called Android. And so I have a Motorola smartphone. And, man, that sucker rips, and I can accomplish a lot using my smartphone. And I find it particularly helpful for leveraging social media through it, but I also use it for accessing Google Docs, for instance. I can open up Sheets, which are like an Excel-type spreadsheet program through Google Docs, and I can also open up Word files, which are called Docs. And so, you know, part of the value of a smartphone is being able to access all of your information online. It's not the most convenient to type on a tiny, you know, keypad on the screen, but it's nice to be able to pull up and access information times or to be able to access your calendar and have that synchronized over with Google Calendar. So there's a lot of benefits you get. And a final technology tool is a tablet computer. Tablets are nice. They're kind of in between a smartphone and a laptop or desktop. And so there are certain times when it's nice to have a tablet just to read information. And you've got a little bit more space to deal with. All right, let's pop over to the Facebook group, and we'll see who's posting in there, and I'll read some of the comments. And it looks like we're up to 38, so we're cranking away on comments. Great job, team. Let's see. Roy said, technology is becoming integrated into all aspects of the sales process, from lead generation to sales presentations to product and service delivery. Yeah, good point. I'm not even touching on the customer service side of things, but technology is used to help with that as well. Roy said, you don't need to learn all technology tools at once. Pick one at a time as needed. And Roy shared the three key sales systems, lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. Angie said, trust and rapport lead people to the next step. Roy said, prioritize your technology learning curriculum to focus on what you need first. Angie said, how can I maximize the tools I currently have? Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, sometimes you just don't have a strategy for using a technology tool. Like for, I'll come back to the email marketing example. Like I have a goal to send out an email every single day to my list. And so I have to plan out. I have to think in advance. What emails am I going to send on what day? Like today I woke up and I didn't have an email planned to send out. And so I had to figure out what to send out. And so when I have to figure that out, first of all, I go to my email marketing calendar because I might have already figured out what to send out. So if I plan far enough ahead, then I know what to send out. But sometimes I'm only a couple days ahead. In this case, I knew what I wanted to send out tomorrow, but I didn't know what I wanted to send out today. And so I had to take a look and say, well, what kinds of emails do I normally send out? What email type of email have I not sent out in a while? And what am I going to do? And so what I decided today was to send out an email where I offer a training opportunity. And so the email basically said that I'm offering, I will do a training for your team, and I'm limiting the opportunity for the first 10, you know, groups to respond. And so I'm basically asking people to contact me to do a free social media training for them. Now, I have implemented this strategy before. I've probably done this strategy maybe 6 or 7 times over the last couple years. I do it every couple months. And so what's nice is strategies like that are repeatable and duplicatable. You don't always have to reinvent the wheel. And so with something like email marketing, you might be able to, you know, after maybe 3 or 6 months of doing email marketing, all you have to do is lather, rinse, and repeat. It's like, what have I done before? Okay, what is it time to do again? Let me just repeat this process and just do it over and over and over. You can insert in new things. You know, you could, you know, send an email out to a new blog post or something like that. But you can also repeat prior strategies as well. And so when you have something that works, something that's effective, you want to do it again in the future. But it starts with that concept, that goal of wanting to send out an email every day. And so that's part of my habit. And so if I haven't already figured it out, if I haven't already scheduled something in advance, then I have to figure out what to do that day. Angie said, technology helps you create leverage. Definitely. Leverage is good. Leverage is all about doing more with less. You know, one of the nice things also about technology is it creates automation. You've probably heard that phrase, make money while you sleep. And so technology can be used to generate sales while you're sleeping. Somebody could literally go out to a website. They could be going through a campaign. I'll give you a simple example. You can have an autoresponder campaign. Let's say you have an email autoresponder campaign with 12 messages that go out over time. Somebody could open up an email late at night. Read that email. There could be a call to action that tells them to go out to a web page and purchase something. They could click and they could purchase. You'd be sleeping in your bed, tucked in and all cozy, and somebody's out on the internet surfing around, clicking through, and then filling out their credit card information and purchasing online. That is called making money while you sleep. And to make that work, you need systems. So in that case, you need a sales page. You need an email autoresponder series to make that work. Technology tools you need your email marketing system, you need a shopping cart, or at least PayPal to integrate into the web page. Let's see, Angie said, be willing to try new things. Yeah, be willing to try new things and don't be afraid that you're going to break the system. You might break the system, but you have to kind of get past that fear. Roy said, think about a technology tool you can focus on learning in September. Absolutely. In fact, you might even want to set that as a monthly goal. What is one new technology tool I can either implement or I could learn how to use each month? And if you haven't had a chance to indicate what your what technology tool you want to focus on in September, go ahead and share that. I want you to make a commitment while we're on the call today. What is it that you want to focus on? What do you want to learn about? For Angie, it might be WordPress. Angie was on my WordPress class today. And so she may want to focus on learning WordPress a little bit more effectively. Let's see. Roy said, I'm working on some fine points of cover design software. Next, I will focus on PHP. All right, so PHP is a type of programming language for the internet, for building websites. So he's got a very specific software that he wants to learn. Angie said, technology tool, want to improve blog post schedule, value, add content. Okay, so she gave us a couple tips there. Angie said, a CRM is a valuable tool. Roy said, email marketing is a core technology strategy. Definitely. And by the way, if you have any questions, feel free to share those in the group. I'll answer those questions during this time of Q&A right now, but I'm just going through and reading comments. So keep them coming. Angie said, leverage email marketing in your business and also plan and implement a strategy to build and utilize your email list. Angie said, free report strategy, lead capture page. Definitely one of my favorites. Roy said, form on the page transfers the contact info into the database. Absolutely. Yeah, the opt-in form. You've got to be able to learn how to create the opt-in form and then how to put that onto a web page so that people can go opt-in. And by the way, let me share another little tip with you here, because this is going to be good for any kind of technology tools that you're using. You might want to jot this one down in your notes. It is called documenting a procedure. Documenting a procedure. When I worked in the corporate world many years ago, I documented a lot of procedures. And so that was just a natural thing when I started my own business to start doing. And so what happens is whenever I have to use a technology tool where maybe I don't have to use it all the time, maybe it's occasional basis, I don't want to have to rely on my memory every time I go back in there to figure out how to do it. So what I do is I document the procedure, document a step-by-step procedure. Go here, do this. Include links to specific pages or things that help you describe, you know, where to go on a specific page to get access to something. So think about how you can accomplish that. But document your procedures. And then, you know, if it's a couple weeks before you have to come back and do something, open up that procedure, go through and read through it. And just a quick refresher will often bring it back to memory. You go, oh, yeah, that's right. I go here. I click on this. I do that. And then, so this is great, for instance, for creating that opt-in form, putting it onto a web page. That would be a perfect thing to create a procedure for. Angie said, give people a reason to opt in, add value. Definitely. You know, focus on creating something of value. When I create a free report or an audio program or a video series, I'm thinking about what can I do to, you know, what do people want to learn? What are they interested in? What are they struggling with? And then come up with a free offer that ties into that. Angie said, have multiple lead generation systems. Strive to add one per quarter. Definitely. Let me pause for a moment. I'll come back out to the Facebook group in a few minutes. I wanted to share a few more ideas here. Where do you need to focus your efforts? You might even think about your technology tools and think which ones provide the best opportunity to generate sales. You might want to rate them 1, 2, 3, 4, or rank them in order of importance. Like when I think about what is one of the best tools that I have to generate sales online, it would probably be GoToWebinar. GoToWebinar allows me to host a live webinar. And so I can invite people to a webinar, and then I can teach them information, and then I can share details about a specific offer, and I can extend an invitation for them to sign up. That's one of the best ways I have to generate sales. And so GoToWebinar is an important technology tool in my toolkit. So I'd have to rank that up pretty high on my list in terms of tools that will help to generate sales. So, you know, it could be that there's a technology tool that would be at the top of your list, but you just haven't identified it yet. Maybe if you take the time to rank different technology tools, then that would open up the door to some new opportunities. Now, let's talk a little bit about automating your sales process. This is actually something I go into more detail in the technology mastermind program. So I have a program that, where I teach advanced strategies for technology automation. It's a technology mastermind program. And so one of the tools that I or the techniques that I teach is around creating an automated sales funnel, So let me give you a simple example of that. And again, this is one of those cases where it involves some integration of technology tools. So actually the example I gave earlier where I was talking about making money while you sleep, that would be an example of automating your sales process. So one of the components would be a sales page. That's a web page where somebody can go out and learn about a product and then click to purchase your product. The second item would be the autoresponder series. You've got to get it. You have to have a way to get people out to a web page. And so an autoresponder series allows you to send out multiple email messages over time. And you can keep sharing that link to go out to that same sales page. Because it's very possible that people might miss out on a specific email. So if you're sending multiple email messages over the time, with a similar message, and then including that link over and over again, sooner or later, they're probably going to click on the link. See, there's a power in persistence. And there's also power in sequential marketing. Sequential marketing is where you're marketing people step by step over time. All right. Now, here are some of the keys to integrate different systems. Oftentimes, there's a specific function in a system that's required for integration. Sometimes there's something that has to be set up. I'll give you an example. In a shopping cart system, one of the things you have to do is you have to integrate a merchant account or integrate PayPal. And so until you complete that step, that integration piece, then your shopping cart's not going to work. People won't be able to click and purchase. And so you have to integrate that in. And usually that means having to go through a series of steps, answering questions, filling out fields. Maybe one system provides some kind of a link that you have to copy and paste into the other system. So this is where people's head starts to spin and turn around, and some people's heads pop off trying to figure this stuff out. A lot of people get frustrated trying to figure out these things. This might be something where you need to hire somebody else to help you get your system set up. So there may be certain things where you need to tap into other people's expertise to implement something. And you will often find that there are experts in specific technology tools. And so sometimes you need to search around who are the experts that know how to use this technology system. All right, back over to the Facebook page. Roy said, social media is another important tool for lead generation. Definitely. Angie says, social media is a great tool to build relationships, and it's a good communication platform. Yeah, you should be communicating out on social media all the time. What I see, one of the problems I see, is that people often post for a period of time, and then they vanish. They disappear for a period of time. I've been out to people's Facebook page, and they haven't posted there in 3 months or 6 months or an entire year or longer. That's not good. Out of sight is out of mind. Out of sight is out of mind. If you want to see in business, you want to create top of mind awareness, TOMA, top of mind awareness. That means when somebody thinks of something, like when somebody thinks of social media, I want them to think of me. Or if they want, if they think of online marketing, I want them to think of me. So I'm going to remain in front of them on a regular basis, communicating messages about online marketing and social media, so they know I'm an expert in that area. Angie said, master one tool before moving on to the next. It helps eliminate overwhelm. Yeah, and really that mastery step is important because not only do you want to just learn it, you want to get stuff done. You want to set things up. You want to be able to use it. So sometimes you need to do a deep dive and learn it and then implement. Angie said, autoresponder system within your email marketing. Yeah, you should be able to, most email marketing systems have autoresponders. Always check to make sure that it's available. Can you set up an autoresponder email? Can you set up an autoresponder series? And then how do you get people onto that series? Can you do that automatically? Do you have to add them manually or what? Angie said, article directory, you can add value and link back to your site to drive traffic. Yeah, let me give you an article directory you can go out to. In fact, this might be a good step for some of you if you have an interest in blogging or writing articles. Then I encourage you to go out and set up an account through ezinearticles.com. That is E-Z-I-N-E, articles.com. That's a website where you can go post your articles. You go set up a free account. It takes about 5 minutes to set up the account. And then once it's set up, then you can go out there and you can submit an article. And you can submit articles over time for free, and they will publish your articles. And then those articles will sit out on the site. People can search online, find those articles. They might read it, learn about you, and then click to go out to your website. And not only that, but by posting your article out on easyandarticles.com, you also give other people permission to use your articles on their site. They can post your article on their website or their blog. They can send it out in an email newsletter. And when they do that, they would include the link back to your site. So it's a way of viral marketing. Reaching other people that you would otherwise not even know. Angie said social bookmarking. Yeah, we talked about a couple of those sites. In fact, let me see if I can find my Tumblr site here, because Tumblr is kind of a fun site. If you're looking for other ways where you can create more visibility, go to Tumblr. It's T-U-M-B-L-R. And let me log into my site real quick, and I'll give you my link. I'll share it out in the group. Okay, whoops, that's not right. Let me just try what I think it is. Nope, that's not it. Let me see here. Hang on just a sec. Ooh, man, this is distracting. Wow. Here we go. Let me try this. Okay, I think that worked. Yep, there I am. Okay, good. Let me grab the link. Okay, there we go. So I'm going to share this link out in the group. Here is my Tumblr account. And so Tumblr would be similar to WordPress, but a little bit different. It's also a little bit like Facebook. You can have people follow your blog, and so the information shows up in their newsfeed. And so I just share the link there, tumblr.com/blog/social-media-outcomes. That's the link to go out and get access to it. And so you can add text posts. You can add picture posts, quotes, links. You can add chat messages. You can add audio and video. If you have a YouTube video, you can add that directly to the site. As I'm going out to my Tumblr site, the image that faces me is my dinner last night. I took a picture. I made tacos last night, homemade tacos, and I took a picture, and I posted it up on YouTube. Not YouTube, sorry, Instagram. I posted it on Instagram. I took a picture with my phone, and then I shared that out on Instagram. And when I shared that, I selected to also share it out on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr. So now as I go to Tumblr here, I see my picture of my tacos out here, which is kind of fun. And it's actually a better picture than I could see on my phone. It's a lot more visible. So that's very cool. So now, by the way, that's another example of integration. When I set up my Instagram account, I noticed that it had when I set up Instagram, I actually set it up through Facebook. I logged in with my Facebook account because Facebook owns Instagram. They purchased Instagram a number of years back. So there's a natural integration between those two sites. And then on top of that, I noticed that I could add in my Twitter account and I could add in my Tumblr account, and it would automatically post a picture out there. I could select to post it out anytime I added a new picture to my site. And so now if you go to my Tumblr account, most of what's there is from Instagram, because I'm not posting much else out there. I need to add some other things. But so you see Instagram. I need to add some additional content on my Tumblr site. But, hey, there it is. You know, people can see it. People can click on the, let's see, there should be some kind of a like feature. Let me go out and take a look here. I don't have a whole lot of people following me right now. I haven't done much to build engagement through the site. I've got 9 people following me. As a contrast, I have over 24,000 followers on Twitter, so I'm not getting much visibility here, but you can like things. It has a little heart, on a Tumblr post where you can click and like it. And so part of what you should do, on Tumblr or just go through and like things. But again, you know, you can find people to follow, you can look at their posts, and Tumblr is very visual. It's kind of like Instagram itself, but it has like more moving pictures. You can share videos, but it can also have like animated GIF files and things like that. So it's just a different kind of experience. All right, back out to the Facebook page. And by the way, what's are you getting some value from the call today? Talking about integration here. Are you getting some ideas about things you need to be integrating together? Systems you need to integrate? Are you getting some ideas about systems you need? Maybe there's systems you don't have that you need in your business. Okay, Angie said, smartphones allow mobile access. Definitely. Roy said, calendar tools can help with a variety of tasks, including scheduling and project management. Angie says, if you find something that works, rinse and repeat. Yeah, keep doing it in the future. And Angie says, technology allows you to do more with less. Yes, definitely. Create that leverage. And Angie says, tip, documenting a procedure. That's a good one. Roy said, Rick ranks GoToWebinar as one of his top sales technology tools. Definitely. Angie said, automated sales funnel involves integration of technology tools. Yep, absolutely. Kind of step-by-step how to generate a sale online. Angie said, power in sequential marketing over time. Yeah, there's a value in that sequential marketing, communicating step-by-step over time, get in front of people on a regular basis. And she also posts top-of-mind awareness, T-O-M-A. And she shared the link for easyandarticles.com and the link for Tumblr. Thanks for sharing those. And Brian joined us in the group and says, Sean Mize is the king of e-zine articles. He has posted over 25,000 and includes a link out to his page. Awesome. And by the way, if you have a easyandarticles.com account, share that in the Facebook group. All right, looks like we are at the end of the list for today, and we're at the top of the hour. So that means it's time to wrap up our call for today. So I want you to think about what technology tools you need to be implementing in your business right now. What technology tools, what new tools do you need to find and implement? What technology tools do you have that you need to learn about? Maybe you need to watch a video or take a class or go through a tutorial to learn how to use it. It's very unlikely that you're just going to have one experience and learn how to use an entire system. It's more so that you need to learn different ideas over time. And I would consider making your own curriculum, like make a list of the things that you want to learn. Have a checklist, and then you know, every day or every week, go out and make sure that you're learning one of the things. Check it off the list. That helps a lot. You know, what do I need to do? Like if it's WordPress, how do I add a blog post? How do I add a picture to the blog post? How do I set the tags? How do I modify a theme? How can I add a new category? You know, make a list of all those things and then figure them out. And for things that you want to repeat in the future, document a procedure around it. And by the way, when you document procedures, if you have a tutorial that shows how to do something, include the link there. And even, I don't know if it's better, but you can also create your own videos. In fact, let me give you another technology tool here. There's a free technology tool called Jing, J-I-N-G. It's from the same company that makes Camtasia, which is I think the company's name is TechSmith. Jing allows you to record short videos, less than 5 minutes. It's a software you download onto your computer. It creates a video, and then you can also upload those videos online to a service called Screencast, which is also by the same company. And you can host your videos there, and then you can take that link, and then you can share that link or put that link into a documented procedure. Here's another tip. If you have a virtual assistant or an employee or someone else, you can give them the documented procedure and also the link to the video. They could watch the video and learn how to do something. That's a great strategy for delegation. All right. On that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the call today. So thank you for joining me. I look forward to connecting with you next week. Have a great week, and God bless.